In New Hampshire last week, a lawmaker caused quite a furor by leaving a comment regarding this issue on his Facebook page. Let's take a look at one state, New Hampshire. Last week, the state capitol saw the largest demonstration in a decade, thousands of people turning out to protest a new budget bill that includes a provision to end collective bargaining for all public workers. And this weekend, several hundred teachers also protested at the capitol. Felice Bellman is editor of the Concord Monitor. Felice, this has gotten pretty contentious. What happened in this Facebook comment?
Well, for some context, we had this large rally, as you say, last Thursday, which was the day the House of Representatives was voting on a state budget, and the rally drew all sorts of people protesting cuts to social services as well as other things. And one of the speakers was John McCormick, the bishop, Catholic Bishop of New Hampshire. On Friday morning, the majority leader of the New Hampshire House took issue with moralizing from the bishop, who he says doesn't have the right to moralize because of his own role in the Catholic priest sex scandal from years ago.
Well, let's put it bluntly. He called Bishop McCormick a pedophile pimp.
Yes, which is a phrase I've not quite heard before in just that way.
Well, and this is because McCormick was a top lieutenant to Cardinal Law here in Boston during the child sex abuse scandal. And as you said, he spoke at the rally in opposition to the bill because he said it hurt the most vulnerable. Of that, of course, then you had this accusation. Now, we understand that the Republican lobbying that has backed down. The Republican lobbying the phrase pedophile pimp.
Yes.
In his Facebook
so,
page.
Well, he has said he chose his words sort of inappropriately, but in a letter to the bishop, D.J. Betancourt sort of stood by the sentiment, which is, I still don't think you have the right to tell us what to do. You've forfeited that right given your role, and I think the church will be better off when you retire, which he's planning to do soon. So he sort of took back pedophile pimp, but it's a very complicated issue.
Well, this just goes to show, I mean, you all had another scene where you had the Speaker of the House clearing the gallery during the vote on Thursday because of all the protesters there. So it's getting really heated there. Why? What is the collective bargaining bill call for?
The collective bargaining bill is part of the state budget. The House has written a very, very austere state budget, which cuts an awful lot of services, social services to needy people. And as sort of an amendment to that, they added a measure that says if public employees at the state level or at the local level can't come to an agreement on their new contract by the end of their old contract, they will automatically become at-will employees, which is to say no more collective bargaining. So it essentially does away with collective bargaining.
Right, because all the employer has to do is wait it out.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
Well, is that likely to be signed into law?
I don't think so. In fact, the Senate, which is also a huge, also has a huge Republican majority, the Senate president has said he's not really interested in that. The governor certainly is not interested in that, who's a Democrat. So it's quite possible that this will disappear by the end of the legislative session in June. But for now, I think public employees at all levels of government all over the state are really worried about it.
Well, then there's also a right to work bill that sailed to the House there, which just briefly, what's that?
Right to work is a national movement that says if you work in a workplace where there is a union but you're not a member of the union can't force you to pay a fee to cover the cost of the collective bargaining that the union may do on behalf of all the workers. It's a measure to weaken unions. It gives them fewer resources. This sort of legislation has been introduced dozens of times in New Hampshire. It has never gotten anywhere. This is a first. And this is one of the few bills that the governor has already signaled he intends to veto. Whether they could override that veto is what is sort of now in play.
Because as he says, it goes too far.
Yeah, exactly.
Then a bigger issue perhaps is what's happening with pension reform. We understand that, you know, two different ways to look at pension. One would be to change pension for new employees going forward, but another is to include people who already are retired. So what are they thinking of in New Hampshire?
Yes, exactly. There's probably a dozen or more proposals that deal with pension reform, and the overall idea is to rein in the cost, which has become sort of unsustainable for state government and local governments. But, you know, there are people who like the governor, who like the idea of changing the rules for new hires, and there are some Republicans in the legislature who would change the rules for people who are already retired. And that has, as you can imagine, little old ladies and people who worked their entire lives for the state, sometimes in quite dangerous work, feeling like they're getting the rug pulled out from under them. Where any of that ends up, I think, is still too soon to tell.
Well, just meanwhile, your paper ran a story about how moderate Republicans in this normally, you know, traditionally libertarian state are feeling a little bit under siege. And today there's an op-ed from the former U.S. Senator from New Hampshire, John Sununu, a fiscal conservative, son of a former governor, writes a scathing op-ed in the Boston Globe about Sarah Palin and Donald Trump, saying they're exactly the type of political figure our country's founders were worried about. What's been sort of the rumblings on that level from Republicans?
That's harsh, isn't it? I think John E. Sununu, you're right, he's a fiscal conservative. He's also a very sober-minded person, and what I took from that column he wrote is he doesn't think Trump and Palin are serious enough. And I think that's what is so surprising to people, too, about what's going on in the legislature too. Here. It doesn't seem sober-minded. It doesn't seem serious. It seems extreme. And that is, it's a really different flavor for the New Hampshire legislature.
Well, and this, just, we only have a minute, but as Donald Trump is jumping on this birther debate, you know, getting scorned and vilified for it, but his ratings jump when he does it. And a CNN poll last week found that only 20% of Republicans believe the President Obama was definitely born in the U.S., despite all the proof to the contrary. So, you know, presidential season is 24/7 there in New Hampshire. Is he tapping into something there or no?
I don't think that. I mean, you know, Donald Trump is scheduled to come speak in New Hampshire in June, so we'll have a better idea of whether people really buy this. But so far, at least, that sort of line of argument hasn't held much traction here.
Well, we'll link people to John Sununu's op-ed in the Globe. Definitely didn't hold traction with him. Felice Bellman, editor of the Concord Monitor, with a look at just one state, New Hampshire. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you.